don't know. Different people have different ways. They're all different customs. That's one thing I've noticed in my travels, that people have a different lifestyle, a different look at the world. And I would never criticize a judge. I find travel broadening. That's why we take the show on the road to meet different people. I hope that one day we can take this show south of the border. What's this as you fish out? Hideously smeared. John Cameron's Swayze device. All right, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. But I won't... You work whatever works. Who knows? Some women might say, look, if he wants to go in there for just a quick... and it spares me... Well, you know, that's between this guy and his wife. Everybody... But I would never criticize, because, to be honest with you, I hit a couple of them places south of the border.
Well, you think it's wrong of me to take advantage?
Yeah, keep hitting it. I got to run. I appreciate it. This is a good time for you, buddy, when you think about it. All right, she's leaving you. You're getting a couple of good slices, and then you'll be on your own again. What better time than to look for a new woman, altogether different? Maybe pick something up south of the border. Oh, come on. Your own place? You got to celebrate. I won't send a curling iron or anything like that, but, you know, something nice you can have. I mean, you got to gussy up an apartment. I do that for all my places. Matter of fact, I even keep an apartment south of the border.
I'm 27.
You ever been married before?
No, I haven't.
I say, hold on.
I've heard all your stories.
It's brutal if you don't choose correctly, so I suggest you wait a while.
Yeah, huh?
And if a year goes by and you still think she's as wonderful as she is,
yeah,
propose to her someplace romantic.
Romantic, huh?
Propose to her maybe south of the border. Anyway, I appreciate the fanciful story. I think it's zesty that people enjoy those limousines for serious action there, but I don't know. You know, I never once much was a car, an automobile hobbler. I always had the self-control. Not that I got anything against it, mind you, but, you know, the buttons in the seat get in your back, and I'm a long-legged daddy, and you get a crick in your neck. I like a tropical setting for my fantasies. Yeah, warm breezes. I like sand. I like everything south of the border. Yeah, I mean, I can tell he does love you, Carla. I mean, I see that look in your eye, and I know that you love him, too. I tell you what, the pursuit of a snarling, huh? They always talk about, all the trips that have been made around the world looking for spices and a gathering of the continents. But I think guys have traveled far and wide looking for snarlings more than anything else. And I'd say, Carla, maybe you give him a pass. If he's that determined, why don't you let him take a vacation south of the border? How old are you, little miss?
31.
31. You've been married?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just think about the letter you can write. You can just tell your husband that you're a chihuahua now, living large, sun all year round. I say, if I were you, just for the experience of it, head south of the border. The rest of the world couldn't understand why we were all fascinated at this Bronco going 35 miles an hour down the highway. Well, you know, somebody traced a cellular phone call. You know, we all have our opinions on this, and we'll hear the evidence in court, and the trial will decide what the trial decides, and the juries will speak. I personally think he was headed south of the border.
Now, see exactly what I'm saying here. Do you see what I'm saying? You twist any story. Now, where did you learn this? I mean, do they teach this in college at Ithaca? Radio 101, how to twist any story into what you want it to be.
It's not a question of twisting stories. This is a broadcast technique that I've evolved over 25 years in front of a microphone, the various nuances of which I perfected south of the border. Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo. A la tierra. That it did.